Remarks of the President, Wilmington, Delaware, 21 October 1952.
Certainly do appreciate the fact that you're willing to get up so early in the morning to, have you? I haven't. The thing that pleases me most is that we have succeeded in getting these reporters and photographers up so early. They don't like to get up at all. I always enjoy coming to this town. I've been here on many an occasion. While I was in the Senate, I used to come to Wilmington for the purpose of making some investigations. Now, after listening to some of the propaganda the Republicans put out, I was a little worried about what I might find here. But I'm glad to see that your industries, as well as your people, are apparently doing very well under our system of enterprise and the Democratic administration. I'm making these trips around the country because I think it's very important to the country that we elect Adlai Stevenson President of the United States. I know you'll vote for him and for Senator Sparkman on the 4th of November. In that way, you can make sure you will continue to have a government that works for the welfare of the people, even including the Republicans. You have some exceptionally well-qualified candidates on the Democratic ticket in Delaware. Governor Carville is recognized everywhere as one of the most progressive and promising young men in the Democratic Party. He's done a great deal to improve the schools and the roads and other institutions of this state. And I'm glad to see another wonderful young Democrat coming to the front in Alex Baird. He evidently has some very courteous friends here. He and Adlai Stevenson will work together for the good of the country, just as their grandfathers worked together in the administration of Grover Cleveland. Alex Baird's grandfather was Secretary of State in Cleveland's first administration. He was the ambassador to Great Britain during the second Cleveland administration when Governor Stevenson's grandfather was vice president. You will have a good team with Governor Stevenson in the White House, Alex Baird in the Senate, and another good Democrat in the House of Representatives, Joseph Scannell. Joseph Scannell and Alex Baird are both young and progressive. They're both combat veterans. And when you send them to Washington, they'll still be on the firing line, and they'll still be fighting for you, the people. The most important task of the new administration in Washington will be to continue the work to bring about world peace and to avoid another world war. The Democratic Party is working for peace through international cooperation. Neither our party nor our candidate are misled or confused by the false doctrines of isolationism with which the Republican Party is afflicted. They've been suffering from that for a long time. We believe in working with the other free governments to strengthen the United Nations and make it an effective instrument against aggression. That course holds our best hope for achieving a just and lasting peace in the world. The Republican isolationists ever get in the saddle and start cutting down on our programs of international cooperation, we will be on the road to disaster. That's why it's so necessary this year to elect a president and a party that really believes in helping to create a strong world barrier against communist aggression. All I'm out here for, as I told you to begin with, is to try to get you to think. Just think. Think in your own interest. Look at the situation. Find out exactly what the issues are. Find out where the Democrats stood in the Congress, and then find out where the Republicans stood in the Congress. That's all you can go by. You can't go by what politicians tell you from the platform, except what the president tells you. He tells you the truth. Now, study these things, and then you can't do but one thing. You'll just vote in your own interest. You'll vote for the welfare of the greatest nation in the history of the world, and you'll vote for the free world's continuance in its opposition to communism. You do that, you'll send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, you reelect your Democratic ticket here in Delaware, and continue another 4 years of good government. Thank you very much.